Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that He has created humans weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So it's inevitable and it's just natural that human beings will make mistakes. There will be shortcomings from our side. Sometimes we will fall into the trap of making mistakes and sinning. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful. And despite the hundreds of mistakes and sins that we might be committing on a daily basis, the doors of repentance is open. Doesn't matter how much mistakes we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to raise our hands towards Him and ask for His forgiveness. Subhanallah. You know, if there was any person in this world that we go to and we ask something from them, maybe the first time round they'll be okay, they'll be happy and they might just give it. Second time we request something, again they might feel a bit of frustration but give it. But the more and more you go to that person, eventually that person will just run away or not want to even talk to you. But Allah, no. Never. Allah loves when you turn to Him in repentance. And subhanallah, Allah wants us to repent and ask for His forgiveness. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions that in order for your repentance to be accepted, there needs to be a few conditions. You need to feel that remorse. You need to feel that regret that, oh Allah, I've committed a mistake. I've committed a mistake. No one else can forgive me except You, oh Allah. And subhanallah, everyday actions that we do, all our minor sins are being forgiven. For example, when we walk to the masjid, every step we take, a minor sin is being forgiven. When we perform ablution and wudu, every drop that falls from our body parts is wiping away, washing away our minor sins. But for the major sins, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, we must learn what are the times, what are the best times to make dua? What are the best places, where are the best places to make dua? And subhanallah, one of those beautiful times is just before you break your fast. Just before iftar is a beautiful time when the Prophet ﷺ says that this is a time when du'as are accepted. So understand, my dear brothers and sisters, every chapter we begin in the Quran by saying how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We mention that Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And my dear brothers, never ever despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, again, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا. O my servants, those of you who have transgressed yourself and have been reckless. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So this is something that we need to understand, bring to our life, and remember the doors of repentance is always open.